Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast, or actually welcome for the first time if you've never been here. I'm Lee Brown. You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And yes, I do have a Katharine Hepburn sound in my voice today because this is being recorded in the dead of winter when we know the weather does things to us. But when you're in real estate, you just learn how to put your lipstick on and forge ahead and get things done, which is why I'm able to bring y'all an amazing guest today. Mary Beth Lynch is joining us on the show. Mary Beth, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Lee.
All right. So tell our amazing listeners what part of the world you're located in, how long you've been around real estate, any of those tidbits that would help them to know you.
Sure. So my office, my company name is Thrive Real Estate, and we are located in Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, which is about 40 miles west of Boston. And we are right next to Worcester, Mass., which is an up-and-coming city in New England. Got licensed back in the late 80s, right out of college. Spent a few years in the 80s working in real estate. Took 10 years off to raise my children and then got back in 2000. You know, been back in full time for 19 years and still counting.
Okay, so that's interesting. When you first got into real estate, women were not the majority of realtors. And when you came back in, women are the majority. What was the aha moment to you in seeing how the business had changed while you were focused elsewhere?
It changed a lot. Back in the 80s, I worked out of an office where it actually was a lot of women, but they were getting their business from their husbands. So they all were, say, country club wives whose husbands would introduce them to business partners. And that's how they would step in and get listings or get buyers. And when I got back in the 2000s, I very quickly realized that it really had changed. Technology had started to sneak in. You know, MLS books were gone, our old books and computers had even fax machines. So to your point, it was definitely a world where a woman could make a professional mark by herself without needing to depend on her husband's credentials or what business he was in. So that was a big difference, actually.
But for the record, people, if you have husbands, they should totally be sending you business. Wives should be sending you business. People you're sleeping with should be sending you business. So we hope that hasn't changed in the intervening years, but I'm just always fascinated by how the opportunities that were there but weren't visible are now super visible, and real estate continues to be one of those entrepreneurial things that changes lives before people even realize it. So anyway, I just totally rabbit trailed on you there. But you know, the story of the show, Mary Beth, is that in real estate, we see things that nobody ever sees and wouldn't anticipate seeing. And you have a cocktail that night and say, y'all never going to believe what happened to me today. So in all your years, and you could probably tell some parenting stories too, but we'll save that for a different podcast. What in the world would you say is the crazy shit that you've seen in real estate in a changing community?
So Lee, I've thought about this. I've listened to your podcast for a long time and I've been so entertained by other people's crazy stories. And I've actually, a lot of them, I thought I've had the same thing, like check, yep, happened to me. As I was thinking about what I wanted to share, it became apparent to me that I wanted to share like a positive crazy shit story if I could.
Yay, I love this.
Yeah, so instead of you know, talking about things that happen behind closed doors on dining room tables, I thought, you know, I'm going to think about some of those things, and I have a very specific story I'd like to share. So my grandmother always said that if you talk to someone long enough, you'll have a common connection. That's sort of what I've always enjoyed doing. And so I am going to go back a few years. It was about 6 years to be precise, and it was January. And I was attending my first Inman Connect conference in New York City. And I worked for a large brand at that time. And I went by myself and I was scared to death, to be honest with you, because it was a big world. It was New York City. I come from a smaller town in Massachusetts. And so I really kind of went to listen. I wanted to be a fly on the wall. And at one point there was a break and I found myself at a Starbucks. I grabbed a cup of coffee and I went to the furthest away table I could find all by myself. myself so I could just watch the group. And I was sitting with an empty chair next to me, and a woman came over and said, "Is anybody sitting here?" And I said, "Nope, you know, you're welcome to sit down." So she sat down next to me and she started to talk to me, which was kind of scary because I was in New York and I didn't think people talked to anybody. We started to chat and she tells me she's from Colorado, and I tell her I'm from outside of Boston. We just talk about what classes we had been taking that day and how we were enjoying the conference. And we had a nice little chat. It was maybe 5 to 8 minutes long. And at the end, she says, "Well, I want to give you my business card in case you know anybody in Colorado looking to buy or sell." So we exchanged business cards. That was the only business card I got from that conference. So fast forward a couple weeks later, I had just had clients who were, I was selling their house and they were moving to Colorado. Their house under agreement, they were out in Colorado looking at houses. They found something that they were interested in. And I get a phone call from them and they said, "Hey, you know, we've got an issue going on. We're trying to buy this house in Colorado. We have a great buyer's agent, but the problem is the listing agent. She just doesn't seem to trust anything that we say. And she's really concerned about the fact that we've got a property in Massachusetts under agreement and that she's not really sure that the buyers are going to pan out. We're going to, you know, really be strong buyers." So I said to her, "Well, you know what? Give her my name. I'm happy to chat with this woman. What's her name?" And she says, "All right, you know, write her name down." I go to write her name down. And sure enough, it's the woman, the only woman that I met in New York City on a 4-day conference.
Whoa.
And one more odd thing, as we were talking, I was opening my mail and I opened a card that this woman had sent me thanking me for the time that we spent at the conference. And if I had any referrals in Colorado, she would be my girl. So that is a true story. And what's very interesting about the story is that the gal that had moved to Colorado ended up being my virtual assistant for 2 years, and her husband was transferred back to Boston, and she is now my office manager and works for me full time in my office. So it's a big, big world, but it can be really small if you make the right connections and talk with people with an open heart, always, you know, prepared to make a connection. So that's my crazy story.
You know, it's like a really goosebumpy story. And consumer listeners out there who are not realtors, you have to understand the numbers to understand how big Mary Beth's story is. We currently, as of the recording of this episode in December of 2019, we have 1.4 million realtors in the system. And that does not count the probably about 1 million licensees that are not realtors who are bound by the code of ethics. So when Mary Beth goes to a conference that itself has a couple of thousand attendees out of the 1.4 million, and they happen to be sitting together and then happen to be doing a deal with some of the same people in it, the statistical odds of this would be a killer graduate school project in some very prestigious university, because it is a really minuscule number. But I love this, because if you truly are having conversations with people and hearing what they say, you get to have these outcomes.
Well, I'll tell you something else that's always impressed me about this gal. She is a relationship person, and I get a Thanksgiving card from her and a 4th of July card every year. So I'm clearly in her database. It just speaks to how important it is that we stay in touch with our clients. And certainly she has stayed in touch with me, which I you're right. Statistically, it's literally a 1 in a million story. And it came full circle when Kim came back and joined us full time back in Massachusetts. It was crazy. So that I thought was a really crazy story, and one that I hope your listeners would enjoy.
Well, and what's funny too is realtors are by nature people. Even those of us that are introverts really enjoy other people, although I might need smaller doses than some of my friends. And you'll see that when we get together, we post selfies and we go out to eat and we go out to drink and we talk business. And I was having a conversation with somebody the other day that says, "There's no way you guys are out at midnight having cocktails talking about MLS policy." And I'm like, "Actually, we are, because we love this business so much that we lean on each other for professional guidance and for insights. And we build real relationships. It's not just that business to business thing that happens if you're buying paper at a copy shop. Realtors are relationship people." And so you're talking about this long-term development nurturing where you're on a mailing list. It's not just sending you crap. You're getting personal cards, which makes you maintain that connection in a world that doesn't maintain connection really well. And frankly, your whole story is the reason that I like taking selfies with other realtors and public members. You should know we're not just being really flashy about it. We actually love each other, and the connections we build help buyers and sellers. Because if Mary Beth, you hadn't met that agent in Colorado and started a relationship, you couldn't have helped the buyer buy the house because she had a trust level in you that was transferred to those buyers. And that's huge.
It is a small world in a big world kind of way. I do think that professionally speaking, although we do all work in different parts of the country and different kinds of markets, we really do deal with the same problems, reoccurring problems or good things. And I think it's important professionally to share and collaborate with people from all over, because I think, you know, relationships are really where this all begins and ends in my mind. And it's a really important part of our business.
100%. It's why I always favor agents who go to conferences and educational events, because it tells me more about who they are, that they're craving something more and they're thirsty for the input of other people, which tells me that that's the kind of person who's going to go the extra mile to sell the house or to find the house or to just be a resource. And when you're in a highly competitive business like we are with this many realtors, why wouldn't you want that kind of a realtor? So a lot of my listeners out there are not realtors. Y'all are just, you know, voyeurs who like to hear our stories. But honestly, when y'all are hiring realtors, ask them the last time they went to an event or an educational conference. Find out if they're stretching beyond their sphere, because I know that Mary Beth's clients are well served because she invested the time to go make herself better and create a better environment for her clients, which leads to relationships. So it's a great question to ask as you're interviewing realtors going into the spring selling season or the summer selling season or whenever you happen to be listening to this episode, honestly.
Well, you know, Lee, I have to say one other thing. At that same conference, this is to inspire anybody out there that's, you know, kind of thinking about making a change as we enter into what I think is going to be a great year. 2020 is going to just, we're all going to kill it. That year at Connect, I got exposed to a lot of the independents out there. But having worked for a large real estate brand for years, I didn't realize there was a whole other world of independent realtors that had their own brands. And I was very, very inspired at that exact conference to think, you know, maybe I could do this on my own. And that was 5 years ago. I left, it was January, 6 years ago, and I drove from New York back to Boston. And in that 3-hour drive, I planned out what is now my own independent brand. I created my own company, and it was really inspired by what happened at that conference and being exposed to, you know, different people. So, you know, if you haven't been to a conference or you haven't been out of your own little market, you need to get out there and see what other people are doing, because that's how you get inspired.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because if you think about how much of our advertising and marketing space in real estate is taken up by large brands, you might think that's the bulk of realtors. But the last estimate I saw was that 80% of the members of the National Association of Realtors, so 80% of our 1.4 million are independently affiliated real estate people, meaning they own their own boutique brokerage or they belong to a boutique. So that means most realtors are independents. And if there hasn't been a space for that, then you have to realize how lucky we are to have had spaces created and help evangelize that you don't have to do this alone, because you and I both know this business is so fun and it's so rewarding, but even more so when you realize that other realtors can be your colleagues and not just competitors when you look at the big picture.
I truly, truly believe that we all have our own road that we travel on. And even if we're in a competitive environment within our own communities where, you know, you look to your left and your right and your competitors are right there, that doesn't matter. I always believe that there is plenty of business to go around for anybody that's out there motivated to go and find it. And, you know, one of the pieces of advice I give to my agents all the time is, you know, stay in your own lane, follow your own passions, deal with the people that you connect with, and you can grow a business despite your competitors. There's plenty of business out there. There always will be. And I think for those of us that ascribe to that philosophy, there's abundance everywhere. And, you know, I just, I always, I believe that we have to, you know, really create it and know that there's plenty of it out there. So that's another thing I think is important to recognize.
Okay, so before I let you off this episode, for our listeners we have left, I think you should tell people what you do in your community at Christmas, which is so cool.
We just started it this year, so it's a first year try. So I live in a community of 36,000 people. I've lived here for 30 years, and we have a quaint little downtown area. It's a New England feel. I started a business association in our downtown with the hopes of revitalizing it and bringing, you know, some more economic diversity and opportunity to businesses. From that idea, a small group of us decided that there was no winter celebration in our town. We've got things that happen in the fall and things that happen in the summer, but no winter celebration. So there was a conversation that started, and we said, hey, you know, what if we did a winter event, an outdoor winter event? And from that little conversation, a group of eight of us started what's called the Yuletide Market. This is our first year that we put it on. We planned for 10 months painstakingly, every single solitary thing that could go wrong or could go right. We had vendors, we had a beer sponsor, a local brewery, we had a wine sponsor, we had food trucks, we had entertainment. And we, you know, as I said, we planned for worst case and best case scenarios. The event was December 7th of this year, and we expected, I don't know, maybe 300, 400, 500 people. And our estimates is that there were about 2,300 people that attended this event. If I heard one more person say it felt like a Hallmark movie, I thought, you know, there was a sign somewhere. Everybody was saying it. This feels like we're in a Hallmark movie. So it was a fantastic event. And in conjunction with that, for the first time ever, we have a typical New England common. You know, it's beautiful with a big white steeple church, but we never had Christmas lights on the common. And a group of us decided to raise private funds, and we put Christmas lights up this year. And in conjunction with the Yuletide Market, we flipped the switch and turned the lights on. And so we now have lights that light our common every day between now and New Year's. So it was a feel-good event, and it was something that we hope happens year after year. And I would just encourage people that want to make a difference in their communities that just a little idea can turn into something that's way bigger than yourself. If you just if you do planning and you have a desire to make a difference in your community.
I love you for doing that. And if I were in your town, I would be there hugging your neck every night, because I love things like this. And it just takes somebody that's willing to be the catalyst, because you didn't do this alone. You created a group of people to help pull it off, but it takes somebody to start it. And that's so huge. And I want to point out too, that if you want things like this to happen in your community, y'all, you got to celebrate and support your local realtors. A hedge fund, a website, any of those things are not going to recognize that downtown needs a Yuletide market and some Christmas lights like a local realtor does, because we are the ambassadors of our communities. And I will guarantee that Shrewsbury will never be seen the same way now that Mary Beth has changed Christmas there with her colleagues in that business consortium. So y'all, I know you're tempted to go online and do everything, but don't. Call your local realtor, because you're supporting ideas like what Mary Beth has brought to light when creating a Hallmark movie for her own town. So high five, sister. I think it's the coolest thing ever to have watched you do this. And I've watched your Facebook timeline as you've gone through the process. And it's just so amazing to know you put that much energy, time, and love into the place where you live. And that's the mark of a perfect realtor.
Well, thank you. I would be remiss if I didn't say there was a group of us that did it. It wasn't just me, for sure. It took a lot of people. But I would also say that I feel that you want to make your community better by being a realtor. Our communities deserve that. They deserve our energy and our enthusiasm. And you can make a difference in your community. Anybody can do it. So it just takes a little idea and, you know, have the guts to do it and never look back. That's my philosophy.
All right. So y'all, Mary Beth just told you to have some guts. Mary Beth, tell them if they need an amazing realtor anywhere in the area that you serve, how can you be located?
Well, thank you for asking. So probably visit our website. It's thriverealtors.com. Or you could email me at marybeth@thriverealtors.com. And my name is spelled M-A-R-I-B-E-T-H. And we'd love to help anybody out there that's looking to buy or sell in Central Mass or the Worcester County area.
And it's okay, people. I know that you actually went over, paused this, and went to find the Hallmark movie channel because you were thinking about it when she said it. And it's okay, because all of her contact information is in the show notes for this episode. So you can reach out anytime with any of your real estate needs, or maybe you are an independent broker who wants to have somebody with whom to collaborate. You can connect with Mary Beth. And if you're buying or selling, there's no better realtor in her area. So give her a call. Mary Beth, thank you so much for coming on the show and for giving us some positive energy and also sharing about this no guts, no glory idea that you brought to fruition.
So Lee, I want to say one last thing. I want to thank you for being the catalyst for so much passion in our industry. You tell it like it is. You keep it real. There are so many of us that wouldn't have the guts to do what we do day to day if it weren't for someone like you out there on the front leading the way. And I really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. 2020 is going to be the best year yet.
You know, they're all the best years if we have the mindset to make them that way. Right, sister?
Yes. Amen. I agree.
All right, listeners, you're a broker, investor, inspector, realtor, vendor, buyer, or seller of real estate, and you've got a crazy story to tell, and maybe you're even inspired in the positive track now, thanks to our friend from Shrewsbury. And I didn't even make my joke about shrews, which I'm really proud of myself for, because I'm trying to stay in a positive track. But make sure that you tweet me at Lee Brown on Twitter, or hit me any of the social networks to be featured in a future episode, because I love nothing more than the stories from the best profession on earth, if not the oldest, pretty close to it. And make sure you subscribe for more. Hit me for 5 stars, because you love me, you love my guest, and we will see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown, or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.